Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
And we have Sam Forbes joining us. Sam's a nutritional consultant. He also manages our downtown store.
Thank you, Arnie. It's great to be here.
And it's good to have you guys with me. Chilly day. None of you ran in the marathon, I see. Okay. We'll begin taking your calls after our opening comment.
What do you mean you see?
I see.
We're not sweating.
We're not sweating. I didn't do it either, so don't feel too bad. You might want to mark down our number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about nutritional supplements are welcome. You know, when Don and I were going over some recent news about supplements, we couldn't help but be impressed with the continued stream of positive data supporting the value of supplements. And if you listen to this show, maybe you don't need convincing. But on the other hand, we do get occasional questions about a negative story or study. And too often the concern is, am I taking too much or am I taking too many supplements rather than am I taking enough? So here's a quick rundown of some of the studies that have come across the wire just over the last couple of weeks, and you won't hear about these in the newspapers, of course.
Well, let me start with a cross-sectional study that involved over 5,000 adults between the ages of 45 and 84 years old. They had been free of cardiovascular disease. This study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and the results suggest that the intake of long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids, we've talked about omega-3s, of course, or fish that is broiled, steamed, baked, or raw but not fried, these may reduce the risk of subclinical arteriosclerosis.
And there was another study looking at the hypolipidemic and hepatoprotective effects of a flax and pumpkin seed mixture rich in omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids in hypercholesteremic rats. That's rats that have high cholesterol. And the results suggest that the essential fatty acid-rich mixture did indeed have a liver protective and anti-atherogenic effect.
That's right. In yet another study, the effect of a diet rich in cultured milk or yogurt was found to reduce the risk of bladder cancer in both men and women, as total dairy intake did not seem to be a factor, but cultured dairy products did. I think it's safe to say that the probiotic content was the key factor in protecting against bladder cancer.
And there's even more. In a recent study from Beijing University, they did a systematic review of studies examining the effects of green tea on cancer prevention. The conclusion was that green tea may indeed protect against cancer. Authors identified and included in the analysis results from 43 epidemiological studies, 4 randomized trials, and 1 meta-analysis. And results show, and I quote, green tea may have beneficial effects on cancer prevention.
Okay, now there's another study from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and this one involved data from over 1,300 men born between 1900 and 1920. there was recent dietary intake of fiber was found to be associated with reduced coronary heart disease mortality. Results show that for every additional 10 grams of recent dietary fiber intake per day, the risk of coronary heart disease mortality was reduced by 17%, and the risk of all-cause mortality was reduced by 9%. The authors conclude, and I quote, "A higher recent dietary fiber intake was associated with a lower risk of both coronary heart disease and all-cause mortality. For long-term intake, the strength of the association between dietary fiber and all-cause mortality decreased with increasing age."
And in yet another study, this one in the Journal of Pediatrics, a placebo-controlled study involving 180 healthy schoolchildren indicated that supplementation with fish oil reduced the frequency and duration of illness, particularly those involving the upper respiratory tract. The children received fish oil, which contained 200 milligrams of EPA and 1,000 milligrams of DHA per day, or a placebo, 5 days per week for a period of 6 months. At the intervention end, children in the fish oil supplemented group showed fewer episodes and shorter duration of illness, mainly upper respiratory tract, than the placebo group.
Well, if you're wondering or asking, are supplements worth taking? Well, is there sound, rational reasons or reason for thinking that supplements can enhance our general well-being, prevent illness, and improve our health? Or does taking supplements just result in expensive urine?
Well, I think the answer is obvious, Sam.
Right.
In this short period of time, there are published studies indicating that green tea may prevent cancer, fiber reduces all-cause mortality, omega-3 oils reduce the frequency and duration of illness in children, probiotics may prevent bladder cancer, and omega-3 oils can prevent heart disease and protect the liver. While none of these studies on their own can be considered conclusive, final word proof, the common sense reaction to this continuous barrage of positive data on the benefits of nutritional supplements cannot be ignored.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear. And by the way, the
study...
Where? There. Sam said here, you said where, and I said there. And by the way, the studies we've mentioned are not hard to find. For those of you who want to keep up with this type of information, I suggest you go to a website. It's www.vitasearch.com, and you can sign up for their weekly newsletter. You can also search past weekly updates and link to health notes. This excellent resource is sponsored by a company called Tishcon. They make the Q-Gel form of CoQ10, and they deserve a big thank you for doing this. That link again is www.vitasearch.com, or you can find it on the Wilner Chemist website, which is www.wilner.com, in the reference library section under outside resources.
And you know, Arnie, the supplements we just mentioned today, I mean, these are like the top five supplements, and it's no surprise that you'll often hear us and often our guests that we have on the show talk about fiber, omega-3 fats, probiotics. I mean, it's not a surprise.
We missed one. The latest and greatest hot item, vitamin D.
Of course, that's true. That's true. But we did speak about a lot last week. So
that's right. Yep. But last week was the show. Right. The show was on vitamin D. That's true. Okay. We'll begin taking your calls momentarily. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's say hello to Robert from Edgemont, New York.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Good, Robert, and you?
Okay. I just have a quick question. I'm aware homocysteine is very important for your cardiovascular health. Mine is a little over 10. It used to be lower, but now it's gone up a little bit. And I do take, B12, folic acid. In fact, it shows that my B12 folic acid are actually above the normal standard. So what am I doing wrong, or why is not my homocysteine lower, and what can I do to get it lower? And I'll just preface it also by saying I'm very active. I exercise, and I follow a good diet, so that's it.
Well, okay, vitamin B12, folic acid, and vitamin B6 are major factors influencing homocysteine. But it doesn't mean that if those are all okay, that your homocysteine is necessarily going to be low. Obviously, you'd want to add, let's say, 50 milligrams a day of vitamin B6 if you're not taking that already. And there are a few other nutrients, such as betaine, that work in these pathways. But you may well simply have a genetic programming for relatively higher homocysteine. It's not quite clear whether that's really bad or not. We were all very excited about thinking that lowering homocysteine would reduce heart disease a few years ago. The studies that we have so far have not been all that encouraging. They don't seem to show the what we expected to find.
Well, I think the studies showed that lowering homocysteine once it was high, it didn't correct any type of heart problem. I don't think they went into a long-term prospective prevention study.
There were some studies of prevention of people already had strokes, already had heart attacks. So they were like 2-3 year long studies.
That's right, but they didn't start with healthy people and say, well, keep your homocysteine low and maybe you won't get heart disease.
Correct.
Okay, so that's the difference. The only thing I would say I might add, Robert, is most of the studies, although they didn't show, as Dr. Podell pointed out, they did not show that increasing your or decreasing the level of homocysteine would necessarily lower heart disease risk. It did show that the homocysteine level, when it was high, was able to be reduced when you did increase your folic acid. Mostly the folic acid seems to be the main player with the homocysteine.
And so, how much would that be, Don?
This is Arnie, but that's
Arnie,
okay.
Excuse me.
No problem.
Okay.
At least 1,000 micrograms a day. Hmm. At least. And it's okay to go higher. I would use the tetrahydrofolate form.
Yeah, I forget now. What's this brand name out there? Doesn't Jeff Bland's outfit have one?
Yeah, Metagenics has one. I think, was that Folapro, Sam?
Folapro, right.
Yeah.
Folapro by Metagenics is one brand that has the
methyl tetrahydrofolic acid.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The active
and
form of
that's the body ready form,
right?
And can you take that all in conjunction with the B12 and the B6?
You
at
should,
the same time?
Yes, you should, absolutely.
And what about the betaine? Is that TMG?
Yes, betaine is a synonym for trimethylglycine.
And it's good to take maybe one of those with that also.
You can take that. It's relatively innocuous,
the doses that are used in research studies where people have a metabolic block there. They actually use somewhat higher doses. I mean, I forget what it was, but probably like 2,000 milligrams a day.
Wow.
And this isn't necessarily going to be helpful for everyone. There's a subgroup of people who have a metabolic block there.
Is there any side effects of taking TMG? Is there any problem with that?
No,
unless it upsets your stomach or something like that.
No.
Okay. And can I ask one other quick question?
Okay, we need to pause for a break. If you want to stay on the phone, we'll get back to you right after the break, Robert.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And we'll take questions just about related to anything related to nutrition in any way. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll return after these messages.
Jaru Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue, improve your vision with Jaru Formulas Black Currant and Lutein Capsules. All Jaru products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and American Health, 35% off the full lines. Doctor's Best, Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, New Chapter, 30% off list, the full lines. Jarrow Formulas is 25% off, and there's much more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog? Well, it's available to you. Our current sale flyer, how about that? You can pick either of these up at either one of our two stores. They're free. And if you're not on our Wilner Chemist mailing list, you can call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. The number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway. That's near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
Are you confused about red yeast rice? On the one hand, ongoing research shows that it is, in fact, effective in lowering cholesterol. On the other hand, you also keep hearing about problems with certain brands of red yeast rice. What should you do? Well, if you've been listening to our show, you know that we've done some checking. We have mentioned some brands we feel measure up to the levels of potency and purity that you should be looking for. One of those brands is Doctor's Best. So we worked out a deal for you. We are offering Doctor's Best Red Yeast Rice at one-half price for a limited time. That's right, one-half price. They have two forms of red yeast rice, a 600-milligram veggie cap, 120 per bottle, and a 120-milligram tablet in a 60-tablet size. Both are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at one-half price. This is a deal you don't want to pass up. Doctor's Best, Red Yeast Rice, 600-milligram veggie caps, or 1,200-milligram tablets, now on sale at Wilner Chemists, one-half price.
If you are looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than Peak Immune 4. Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylin compound made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? It means that Peak Immune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increases levels of B and T cells, and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. What the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Peak Immune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Peak Immune 4 from Daiwa Health Development, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here on the Wilner Window being brought to you on the great station WOR 710 in New York City. And it's also being simulcast down to Atlanta, Georgia, and it's being heard on WGKA in down in Atlanta, which I understand the show winds up being heard almost all over this Georgia. So we cover New York State, we cover New Jersey, we cover parts of Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. Wow, we're just all over the place. I love it. Okay, Robert, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what was your next question?
Okay, I just received an order from you guys, and I just have to say, too, I spoke to one of your nutritionists, Larry. He was very, very helpful, very professional.
Thank you so much.
And I appreciated that. I heard some of the show with Dr. Vanessa, and I got his collagen,
mm-hmm.
type 1 and 2.
Right.
So I'm taking that. One question is, I also have a little situation. They said a little enlargement of the aorta and also some regurgitation of some of the valves, but, you know, I guess it's okay. They didn't really, you know, tell me to stop exercising or whatever. Would this be helpful? And plus, I've been taking CoQ10. I've been taking it all along, and you know, fish oils and a lot of other supplements. Would this product be helpful for that?
Let me just say the way that it might be. It helps the lining of the arteries and veins and capillaries. So
endothelial, right? Yeah.
In that way, possibly.
Okay. Yeah, I think the key thing here is, you know. Your doctor has an idea in his head of what you have wrong, whether it's serious or not. It sounds that you're not quite sure of what he thinks and that you better get it clarified, because there are aortic valve leaks that are relatively minor and that you follow them for a long time, and you'd certainly want to have it checked again at least once a year. And there are other aortic valve leaks that are more serious and have to be dealt with more quickly. In the former case, exercise would be okay. In the latter case, one might not want to do as much exercise. And so this is something to get clear with the doctor. And just because he didn't say much, you don't want to assume. You want to sit down and ask your questions and have somebody with you as a kind of a fair witness who can get down exactly what it is the doctor's thinking.
Well, what the doctor said, Dr. Bodell, is she said basically, you know, like cardiovascular is fine. Just don't lift anything. I also lift weights, so don't lift anything too heavy. And my job is kind of a physical.
Well, that's something to explore further, because if she's saying that lifting heavy things is not good for you, that is, that could be a strain that would set off, let's say, a sudden change of heart rhythm or something, then, you know, she doesn't know exactly how much work you do for physical activity for work. She doesn't know how much you're lifting. She doesn't know what kind of a strain it is. I think you talk with her again, and if she doesn't have a clear answer, get a second opinion from a cardiologist who maybe does some work with sports medicine people.
Yeah, I did get a second opinion. And in relation to the collagen, can I ask you, is there any contraindications? Can you take it with, it says on an empty stomach, but can you take it with any other nutrients? Is there any other problem with taking it at the same time with on an empty stomach with, you know, like CoQ10 or other right. types of nutrients?
Well, you might be able to take with things like CoQ10, but Dr. Vanessa, you know, he mentioned that it's really best taken just by itself, because you don't want to slow down its absorption. Its absorption is fairly rapid, so to maximize the most absorption of the product, take it in isolation on an empty stomach.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Robert. All right. Then our next caller is Dottie from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Hi, Dottie.
Hi there.
Dottie, well, just tell us what you want to talk about, and then we'll finish. We'll answer your question after the break.
All right. Regarding what should an older person, in my case, I just turned 84 and a half. Should you be taking in supplements to make sure that you, I know that you have a problem with absorption.
Good
okay.
question.
And you're older.
Okay. All right, Dottie. That's a good question, and we will get to it right after we pause for this break. This is Arnie Gotomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. Our number, 1-800-321-0710.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
And now let's go to Steve Michaels for the traffic.
And right now, trying to get across the East River at the 59th Street Bridge. Keep in mind, lower deck is closed for the New York City Marathon. Upper deck into town is going to be very busy as well. Over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, that just might be your best option. Keep in mind, lots of delays as you travel through Manhattan, especially around Central Park. Fifth Avenue is closed from the 120s right on down to the 60s, all due to the New York City Marathon. So again, try to steer clear. Use the trains if you're trying to get around town. Northbound Harlem River Drive, delays from the 130s to the 150s. Southbound side from the 90s right on down to 96th Street. Across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge looks good both directions, both decks. Lincoln Tunnel quiet. Holland Tunnel into town, 25 minutes from the Turnpike approach. For the 109 approach, better outbound side is going to cost you 30 minutes at this time. This report is sponsored by Nassau Paradise Island. Why sit in traffic when you can sit on the beach in Nassau Paradise Island? Book now and you can get a $500 cash rebate. Visit NassauParadiseIsland.com today for details. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. And our phone number in the studio, for those of you who had difficulty getting through earlier, is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. We have a couple of open lines right now. And we were speaking to Dottie from Lansdale, Pennsylvania. Are you there, Dottie?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so Dottie, you said you're 84 years old, and you want to know what to take so you can celebrate your 100th birthday, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, do you take anything now? Do you take any supplements now?
Yes, I do. The usual things are your multi, you know, vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
And I take, write this down here. Oh, like essential fatty acids and omega 3, 6, and 9.
Okay.
And I take calcium, 1,500 milligrams a day, and 750 of magnesium with that, and vitamin D3, and see what else. And I'm on no prescription drugs, and I follow the Mediterranean diet.
Well, it sounds like you're doing very, very well. You're doing very, very well.
What do you want from us?
we should be asking you.
One thing I just developed recently, which annoyed me very much. All of a sudden I got weak and I was going up the back steps. I fell and fractured my wrist. Mm. Now since then I noticed that sometimes I have trouble with my balance. Is there anything in particular I could build up my health that I wouldn't have that problem? Somebody said, well, there are three things that when you lose your balance, there are three organs that, you know, that have to affect that.
Yeah.
So, of course.
Can affect your brain, I guess.
Your middle ear.
Yeah, probably your ears, probably your eyes. And something else we missed, right, Dr. Podol?
It was the third one, and I can't think what they said.
Well, I don't know what they said. Yeah. I mean, low vitamin D can do it. Of course, you're taking vitamin D, so that's not likely.
How much vitamin D should I be sure I have every day?
What's that?
How much vitamin D should I be sure I have every day?
Well, it depends what your level is, and that can be measured. But most people, if they're taking, say, 1,000 units or more, are going to be in a reasonable range. It may not be optimum, but it's not enough that it's going to cause you problems.
Okay.
But your doctor can measure the 25-hydroxy vitamin D level and just do it fasting one morning, and then you can see whether you need more or not. People lose their balance for any number of reasons, and a check being checked out, I suppose, by a family doctor or a neurologist for the common causes is important. The one that would be most common, or among the most common as people get older, is that there is some muscle that's weak, and that it may not come into play except when you're in certain positions, and physical therapy can markedly strengthen those. It's not really an overall weakness, but there may be some specific muscle areas that are less weak and that may get you in trouble.
Well, I was taking hand therapy and physical therapy following my fracture. So
most probably it would be a muscle related to your legs or your back. Something which you did when you were standing.
You're just standing still, and suddenly you keeled over.
Yeah, I think I was too tired. I was to the podiatrist in the morning, and then I was taking some things outside, and all of a sudden I got to the bottom step, and I said, I remember thinking, oh, there's nothing to hold on to, and then I never came to until I hit the ground, and then I found fractured my wrist. Is it possible to lose consciousness? I don't remember what happened from the time that I thought that. And
what they should be doing, if they haven't done it, is a cardiac evaluation for heart, make sure there was no heart rhythm abnormalities, and, of course, for...
I've never had any problems so far.
Well, you never fell down like this so far.
That's right.
So, and also for stroke, you know, look at the ultrasound of the carotid arteries and the basal arteries. Those should all be basic parts of that workup.
Okay.
All right, but as far as your supplements, you know, you're doing very, very well right now, Dottie. The only thing I you didn't mention was an antioxidant. I don't think
you're taking. Thinking,
yeah, you're not taking an antioxidant formula. You may want to add one of those to your regimen.
Anyone you would suggest?
There's always any number of them. There's one from Jarrow called Resveratrol Synergy, which has a bunch of nice things in it, resveratrol in green tea, in grape skin and grape seed. It's a nice overall formula to go along with what you're taking.
Do
you take coenzyme Q10?
No, I don't, but I eat red grapes and blueberries.
Keep eating those.
Yeah, Sam made a good suggestion. CoQ10 is very, very important, especially as we get older.
Okay. I'll talk to my internist about this.
All righty. Thanks so much for the call, Dottie.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love speaking to you. And next we have Scott calling from somewhere in Rockland County. Hi,
yeah,
Scott.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Love your show. I was just wondering, is there anything to halt the growth of the white hair or reverse it?
Okay, you're talking about your hair getting gray?
White, yeah.
Gray, white?
White, some white.
Yeah, white sounds better. Yeah, it's better to say it's white than gray. You know, gray makes you sound old. You know, white,
right.
White you can get away with. Okay, historically, going back many years ago, Carlton Fredericks used to say that what kept his hair black was he took PABA, which is an abbreviation for para-aminobenzoic acid. If you look in the health food store or the pharmacy, it says PABA, P-A-B-A.
Comes, yeah.
Right, and PABA dosage usually comes 500 milligram. If you take about three or four of those a day over a period of time, that can help to return your hair to its natural color.
And is that proven, or is it? I mean, did you ever see results? Is it?
Me, I'm gray, but I don't care.
I know. I'm just saying that. I would
say that the results are going to be mixed because there are many, you know, nutritional journals who do mention this as a somewhat researched supplement for this issue. Is it going to work for everyone? Well, there may be some mixed results. However, there's probably no or very little downside to taking PABA. Maybe some people have a skin reaction to it, but. You could test out a small amount, and then if you don't have any problem with it, then take it.
Well, we had a guest on a couple weeks ago, Dr. Vanessa, and Dr.
Right.
Vanessa, in addition, you know, we were talking about the anti-aging collagen, and Dr. Vanessa takes that, but he also said that he takes PABA, and, you know, Dr. Vanessa is in his 60s, and he mentioned on the air that his hair is gray, but when he takes the anti-aging collagen along with PABA, it returned his hair to a nice black color, which he had when he was in the studio 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call, Scott. Okay. The number again, 1-800-321-0710.
Does he or doesn't he, right? Isn't that the question?
I think that was Clairol, I'm not sure. Mary from Neptune, New Jersey, you're next on the Wilner Window.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I'm 80 years old, and I have osteoporosis. And I'd like to know a little bit more about strontium and if it would help me.
Good question. Strontium is a mineral very somewhat closely related structurally or elementally to calcium and magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
And strontium has been studied separately for its benefits in osteoporosis. And the results were good. They've studied strontium. And one of the drug companies is even, I think, hoping to come out with it as a prescription product.
It is a prescription in Europe.
Oh.
It already is a prescription
right.
in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very hard to find.
Not if you're
in Europe.
Not if you're at Wilner Chemists, it isn't.
Well, I know I have your catalog. I see that you have two.
We have at least two.
Mm-hmm.
And the dose usually winds up to be about two of the tablets that you see there. It comes to be about 640 milligrams a day. And the way the folks who are making the prescription product, what they say is you take it as a single dose at bedtime, or just about away from everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So you take two of those tablets at bedtime with some water. The important thing is don't take it near the calcium or magnesium. So you should finish your calcium and magnesium by dinner time, and then a few hours later when it's ready for bed, you can take the strontium.
With nothing else, no food or anything?
Correct. They don't want it to any of the calcium in the food to interfere with the strontium.
All right. Now, I take Fosamax. Is it okay to take strontium with the Fosamax? Not with it, I mean, at the same time, but...
Yes. I mean, don't take it at the same time.
Right.
No.
Correct. You can take it at a different time of day, yes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Fosamax is not really related to the minerals.
I don't think it really does anything either. I've been taking it for 12 years and nothing has changed.
Well, nothing changed. That these means it didn't get worse.
No, I have a score of -4,
mm-hmm.
and which is not good. I've lost three inches.
Yeah, yeah. Strontium could be helpful for you, but when you take the Fosamax, were you also taking calcium and vitamin
D? Oh, yes.
And make sure you take enough vitamin D as well.
And you know, I always drank 3 glasses of milk a day.
Well, it turns out that both the D in milk apparently is suspect to not being quite as much as people
mm-hmm.
need. Even sun exposure, turns out, studies show that people who are exposed to sun didn't get sufficient D. It turns out all of us are probably deficient in vitamin D to a certain
point. I'm taking extra D right now.
Good for you.
Taking extra D is very important. As Dr. Podell spoke to the earlier caller, that it's important to get your blood levels of D checked, and don't be surprised if it's a little low. That you could take 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 IU if necessary. You'd be surprised, but go have your doctor check it out first. And there's other things that go along. We haven't even talked about vitamin K. We haven't talked a whole mineral bone formula. Perhaps maybe you can get a little bit more aggressive with this. Include perhaps some vitamin K. Make sure you're getting enough vitamin D, magnesium. And maybe we even talked about exercise, how very, very important exercise is,
mm-hmm.
especially the weight training, the progressive weight training, not just 5-pound weights, lifting 100 times, but a progressive weight program where little by little you increase the weights so that it stimulates some muscle growth, which will stimulate some skeletal strength.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me if this is, if there are any foods or drugs or prescription drugs that are counterindicated with this? With the strontium?
Not just calcium.
I don't believe so.
I'm taking amlodipine, flecainide, synthroid, atenolol, and the Fosamax.
Well, as far as we can understand, it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell me how big a pill it is?
It's a capsule.
Not that big.
It's a capsule. It's not too big.
No.
Because
I know the calcium pills are
These are smaller than the calcium.
Oh, that's good. Is there, do you prefer any one of these?
Doctor's Best is a good
Doctor's
one.
Doctor's Best.
Right.
Doctor's Best is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It looks okay to me.
All righty.
I'll probably have to send for it.
That's fine. Give us a call. We'll send it out to you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. And guess what? Time for another short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We're answering questions related to anything related to nutrition this afternoon. No special topic. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And now we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that fish oil is the natural solution for dry eyes? Dryness, painful burning, and redness are some of the main reasons patients seek eye care. Dry eyes are a prevalent symptom, but information on risk or protective factors is lacking. Omega-3 fatty acids are an important structural component of eye tissues that keep eye cell membranes fluid and flexible. In a study of over 32,000 women, it was found that those who ate more fish rich in omega-3 fats showed a significant reduction in the occurrence of dry eyes. Women who ate at least 5 servings of fish per week had a 68% reduced risk of having dry eyes compared to women who ate only 1 serving. In my patients with dry eyes, I have found it is difficult for them to eat 5 servings of fish weekly. A purified fish oil supplement is the best way to get valuable omega-3 fats to support healthy and moist eyes. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Achoo! Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, you catch a cold or the flu. Well, now you can recover faster with Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. This revolutionary natural homeopathic product actually helps speed your recovery, allowing you to get better faster. Unlike most medicines that simply mask symptoms, Umka Cold Care actually helps you recover faster, letting you get back to yourself and your life again. Umka is clinically tested and comes from a potent plant species in South Africa. Sometimes you can't avoid getting sick, but you can recover faster with Umka, the unique-sounding product with the amazing benefits. Also, look for the new Umka Cold and Flu, a synergistic formula that relieves both colds and flu. Umka Cold and Flu combines 2 clinically tested homeopathic formulas into 1 potent remedy. Umka formulas are available exclusively from Nature's Way. Get better faster with Umka, the unique-sounding product with the amazing benefits. Umka and all Nature's Way products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell. And you are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York and WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. And speaking of Atlanta, Georgia, we're going to speak to Sharon, who's calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you? And thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I'm confused about the fish oil supplements. My doctor said take fish oil supplements for cholesterol reduction, and he said that it, I told him I was taking flaxseed oil. He said, well, that's just not as strong as fish oil, that you should take the fish oil instead of the flaxseed. Well, where do you stand on that? And I'm really confused.
Okay. Your doctor is correct in a way, and the only confusion is the great benefit for the fish oil in the fatty acid picture is that it reduces triglycerides. It's your triglycerides which are going to be reduced by the fish oil. Yeah.
Oh, only the tri, because my tri is not.
It's not going to have a great effect on the cholesterol at all.
Yeah. The fish oil has 2 separate ways that it's going to be appropriate for heart disease prevention. One is it lowers triglycerides. That's been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. In high doses, it'll take triglycerides down better than almost anything else except for losing weight. but that even if you don't have high triglycerides, it will not lower your cholesterol a whole bunch, but it will thin your blood in a way that seems to have prevention of arteriosclerosis, seems to prevent heart rhythm abnormalities. So it would be a good thing even if it didn't touch your cholesterol at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Now, the flaxseed oil contains a different type of fatty acid than fish. It's a similar fatty acid, but it's not an active fatty acid. It contains the fatty acid called alpha-linolenic acid. The alpha-linolenic acid is converted in your body, about 10 or 15% of it is converted in your body over to EPA, which is the active, one of the active, two active forms of fish oil. So that's the reason your doctor said flax oil is not as strong as fish oil.
Okay. Okay. Well, I thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Sharon.
Bye-bye.
And thanks,
we'll see you on Peachtree. Okay. Bye-bye.
Great. All righty.
Thank you.
Okay. Sharon goes to Peachtree. That's nice. And next we have James from Staten Island, New York.
Hi, James. Are you there? Okay.
No?
I guess not. Try again, James.
Hello?
Okay.
Oh, there you go. James.
How you doing?
Hey. Hi, James.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I was just wondering, an eye doctor said that you shouldn't take any vitamins with vitamin A in it if you have any kind of, like, macular degeneration, early signs. And is there a vitamin that doesn't have A in it or doesn't have a lot of A? A multivitamin?
Yeah, but I don't know why he said that. I don't know that that's necessarily correct. So I think we need to revisit that with him.
Mm.
Most multivitamins contain some form of vitamin A. Vitamin A comes in two flavors. It comes in preformed vitamin A, which will either show up as vitamin A from fish liver oil, vitamin A acetate, or vitamin A palmitate. Or it comes as a precursor form of vitamin A called beta-carotene. So the vitamin A in a multi can be either of those forms. It can be beta-carotene, or it can be actual, you know, pure vitamin A, or it can be a mixture of both.
Yeah, most of them have a mixture.
Most of them have a mixture, but there are some which just have beta-carotene. I think it used to be that the Twin Lab had their daily one and daily two formulas were basically just beta-carotene. They didn't have any preformed vitamin A.
I would say most multivitamins use beta-carotene. I would say most of them.
Yeah. So if it's the preformed vitamin A that you don't want, you can get a multi with just beta-carotene. But I don't know that that's necessarily a correct statement that you're – ophthalmologist said.
I mean, I'll even add that vitamin A is critical for vision. You can't see without vitamin A. It plays a role in the actual
night blindness.
The actual being able.
Whoop.
Here we go.
All right,
we're surfing here.
Yeah, well, Noah's trying to tell us that...
sometimes it just gets you by surprise.
Sometimes it just gets you by surprise. Okay, James, so I think you need to revisit that with your...
And make sure you take your lutein and zeaxanthine.
Yeah,
lutein and zeaxanthine are very important for macular degeneration.
Yeah, those are other types of carotenoids. It's not vitamin A, but those are carotenoids.
Yeah, we just don't want too much vitamin A.
Yeah, that's the main thing. So not to have too much vitamin A.
But not too little either.
But not too little either.
Just
that's correct.
Right.
Yeah, it's like Goldilocks and the three bears. You know, just right. The porridge wasn't too hot or too cold.
This one's just
okay,
right.
We have to pause for this short message from Essential Formulas.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Hey, this is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell and Sam Forbes, your Wilner Chemist Nutritional Supplement Professionals. And I'd like to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way. When you come down with a cold, think of Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. And I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show, and we hope you'll be back for our second hour, which will return at about 5 minutes after three, right after the news. So those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and as I said, we'll get to you in about 5 minutes.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional